Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1331. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Da'if, Ben Rabban Zisa Lila Nishmas Blina Basra Moshe, and Lirafua Shalema Yehudis Chava Basli Bar Nina. Getting back to Amalacha, Merakeid, straining. Okay, so we're just going through some various different examples. We spoke about the three different types of liquids when they're mixed with solids, or straining out in general, even when they're not mixed, how to work it. And we are basically on the last, last step, if you want to call it, of the type of liquids, which in general, people are not particular about. And we're also just going through various different examples. Brought down when you have different type of mixtures, possibly a strainer, when it could be used, can't be used, and so on. So brings on the Sefer Zacha V'Shama, which we've been learning from a little bit on page 31. Interesting question. For those who wear contact lenses, now obviously there are various different type of contact lenses. Some of them are throwaways, some of them you put into solutions, whatever the case is. We're not going to get into there are various different types. Could be questions sometimes of Libun, if it's made of material. We're not going to get into that right now at all. As far as the straining part of it goes, whereby one would be allowed to, let's say, soak their contact lenses in solution, the type that you could soak in with plastic, whatever the case is. But be it as it may, so he says like this on page 31, the Sefer Zacha V'Shama, removing a contact lens from the solution with the aid of a tiny strainer. Okay, so I'm just reading how he brings it down. I'm not too familiar with this, but I want people should be aware in case this would apply to anybody. He says contact lenses are commonly stored overnight in a small container that is filled with a solution. Again, case in time where type of contact lenses that could be filled, that could be stored in the solution. The lens is lowered into the container while it lies inside a tiny strainer-like holder and is left overnight inside this mini strainer. It's like a little strainer that's put into the solution with the contact lens. In the morning, what happens is, in the morning, the person lifts out the strainer and thereby retrieves the lens from their solution. So basically, they're just picking up this little thing that's holding their lens in the solution. But the bottom line is that there's a little bit of this sort of a little strainer on the bottom. So when you're picking up your lens, you're picking it up by this little strainer holder type thing. And now really the solution is draining out. So maybe that's the malacha of merakeid. I'm taking out my lens and from the solution, and the solution is draining out. So he goes on to explain. He brings from the Shvitz HaShabbos, who talks about the large items in solution, which we've spoken about before. He says this activity would be allowed. There's no problem to do this on Shabbos, and as far as taking it out, even though there's a little bit of a strainer in this holder that holds the lens in the solution, this activity would be allowed on Shabbos and is not viewed as an act of straining. Why? This is because the area inside the strainer in which some of the solution and the lens lie overnight, because it's in the solution, right? It's just a very tiny area. It's a small little area, and if it were open, a person could with ease dip their finger into the solution, take hold of the lens, and take it out. You don't need the strainer. You just put your finger in if you could get your finger in. It's a small little thing, so sometimes it's hard, but a person could just stick their finger in technically and take out the lens. What's the problem? In other words, the point is over here, you don't need the strainer. The strainer is not really needed over here. The lifting out of the lens, he says, with the strainer is therefore done just for convenience so that the person does not need to make their finger wet by dipping their finger into the solution. In other words, if you only have the lens in there, in the solution, you stick your finger in, so obviously you're getting your hand wet by having this little basket or whatever it is that's holding the lens, so therefore you're just keeping your hands dry. And one does not have to stick their fingers into the solution. So he continues on saying, since to retrieve the lens, there is no need whatsoever to remove in removing it with a strainer. In other words, the strainer is not needed over here. It happens to be it's a strainer on the bottom of the thing. It's sort of like if you possibly, we could say, like a psikresha type thing, like we've spoken about in the past by Borer, certain instances anyways, just would not apply. There's no need for it over here, right? We've spoken about that in the past, the case in the Shulchan Aruch, where they put the wine with the sediment, even though there's little holes in the straining thing, just to keep it there and to have no intentions of the draining, so that we said that was fine. Okay, but be it as it may, so he goes on to say, since to retrieve the lens, there's no need whatsoever in removing it from the strainer, removing it with the strainer. In other words, I don't need the strainer. So therefore, this is not considered as using a kli. So we don't view it as a kli, as a utensil, because bar b'kli refers only to selecting with an implement that assists in the act of selection. In other words, I need, like what we spoke about in the past with the slotted spoon. I need the spoon because how am I supposed to get my coleslaw, right? I need the spoon. I'm scooping up coleslaw and I'm scooping up the juice, and I need the coleslaw separate from the juice. So that's what I'm doing. I'm not going to take out one piece of coleslaw at a time. Nobody in their right mind does that. Nobody in their right mind sticks their fingers into the coleslaw and pulls it out, right? So, but I need a spoon. This slotted spoon. Over here, I don't need anything. I just take out my lens. What's the problem? I just don't want to get my hands wet. So therefore, I just take out that little thing that has this little straining thing on the bottom, and that would be fine. He says, so since the retrieving of the lens, right, so it's not needed whatsoever. Removing it with the strainer, it's not considered a kli. So that's the bottom line. It's only over there. A kli bar only refers to selecting an implement that assists in the act of selection. Apart from this, he says another reason, apart from this, it is possible that the lens is not considered as mixed at all, right? We spoke about before when there's large items. We spoke about a few shiurim ago. You have large items, sometimes large pieces of lemon in a drink, right? So we said that was fine. That's what he brought from the Sefer Shavisa Sashab. It's large items, large pieces of lemon floating around in a drink, and I pour it out, and it's something, there's like a strainer on the top of my pitcher holding it back. So when it's large pieces, as it doesn't have a din of taruvus, it doesn't have a din of being mixed. It has a din of being separate. So apart from this, he says, it's possible that the lens is not considered as mixed with the little amount of solution that surrounds it inside the strainer, since it can be found and removed from the solution with ease. It's right there. You don't need a strainer for this, right? When it's little particles, right, then I'm taking and I need the strainer. Okay, there's something else. It's the lens. It's right there. What do I need the strainer for? So it may therefore be comparable to an egg or other food that of that size. In other words, a larger item, like a matzo ball. We spoke about a matzo ball and soup, whatever, which when submerged inside a liquid is not considered as mixed with the liquid. You have one big egg inside of some water or whatever, so that's no problem. You have one big, you have a matzo ball sitting right in the middle of a bowl of soup, one big matzo ball, so that's no problem. You can take it out. We said a large item, again, bringing from the Sefer Shvizda Shabbos, is fine. So that's the bottom line. How he explains it, right? So since it can be found that and removed from the solution, right, and maybe therefore comparable to an egg or whatever the case is, any other large type item submerged in a liquid, and right, and not considered as it's not considered mixed. I just want to mention also an interesting case that I could be brought down in Barer. Somebody sometimes has a ladle, and again, nothing to do with cooking. Somebody sometimes has a ladle, a spoon, and it sometimes falls into the soup. Right? Okay, it's not so hot. I can stick my hand in there. I'll take I'll stick my hand and take out the spoon. So question is, can I take out the spoon? It's in the soup, right? It's mixed in, and I don't need the ladle anymore. I'm just putting it into the sink. I'm finished. I just don't want to have it in the soup. So again, that's the same thing. It's not a problem because it's one large item that's in the soup, like the large matzo ball that's in the plate, right? It's a large item in there. So even though you're not going to need, you don't need a spoon right now, that would also be fine. You have one large spoon, one large ladle that's sitting in the soup. It's no problem to take it out, even though one will not be using it right away. If you're going to use it right away, for sure, it's no problem. You need it right away. But even if you don't need it right away, it's a large item in a liquid. So we said over there, Lefidah Shvizda Shabbos would not have a din of mix. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem Brocha Kol Tuv.